Theodore Kaczynski, the man suspected of being the Unabomber, pleaded not guilty today to charges that he sent the mail bomb that killed an advertising executive exactly 2 years ago. Among those present at the arraignment in New Jersey was Susan Moser. Her husband Thomas was killed in his home after opening a package containing a bomb. From Newark, Madeline Brand of member station WBGO reports.
Kaczynski appeared in the packed Newark courtroom via video hookup. He's being held in California for two murders and waived his right to appear in person today. Looking relaxed in a brown jacket and white shirt with his hair and beard neatly trimmed, Kaczynski listened as his public defenders in New Jersey entered the not guilty plea. Then Judge Dickinson Debevoise took up two motions, one from the defense to consolidate the two trials into one in California, and one from the prosecution to begin the New Jersey trial in June. Defense attorneys, in arguing for a single trial, said that because much of the evidence is the same, they would be essentially trying the same case twice. Prosecutor Robert Cleary disagreed, and outside the courtroom, he made an argument for why New Jersey deserves to try Kaczynski.
First of all, a community interest in redressing serious crimes like murders where the murder occurred. But secondly, as we read the statute, there's a congressional intent voiced in the statute that murder charges be brought in the district or the county in which the murder occurred.
Judge Debevoise also took up a prosecution request to set a date for the New Jersey trial in June, ahead of the scheduled November 12th beginning for the California trial. Saying that would interfere with the California proceedings, he denied the request. Judge Debevoise noted that if the trials are not consolidated, a June New Jersey trial would conflict with pretrial motions in the California case. Judge Debevoise said he'd rule within a week or two whether or not to combine the two trials. For National Public Radio, this is Madeline Brand in Newark, New Jersey.